We would play that music more than any other music, right? So you have to have this knowing that, okay, it may not work today, it may not work tomorrow, but this is the right thing, and this is what I'm doing, and this is what's feeding me. So that would be the best advice that I can give you, that knowing, just believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in it, then you're not doing it. You haven't figured out the thing that you do best yet. When you feel it and when you know, no one can tell you. You only have to be right once.
You know, my uncle, he was telling me, like, I'm never going to, my uncle said I never sell a million records. Mm-hmm. I sold a million records like a million times, you know, so he was, I'm sure he, I'm his nephew. I don't think he meant any malice.
He wanted the best for you, but
he just was projecting
his
fears, right? And things that, like, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. He couldn't even see it at the time. Mm. So yeah. He was just projecting, putting his fears on me. So the whole thing is just, you know, and always believe you're great, even before anybody else believes it.
You get hungry by finding something that's you. I believe that all of us are born unique, but most of us die copies. You got to find out what is it that turns you on, what resonates with you. One of the things that I realized and what allowed me to become successful as a speaker, the speaking industry has been hijacked by people who speak to sell. And it's okay to do that and make money. I speak to change lives because somebody spoke and change my life. So this is my passion. This is my drive. This is something that I feel in my heart. And so the key to that hunger-driven life is a heart-centered life. I didn't do what I'm doing for years because of my programming, because of the culture in which I was raised in. I would see other people with degrees and PhDs and MBAs and credentials I don't have, and I convinced myself I couldn't do it. But Mr. Washington, on that day, we became friends, and he taught me not only someone's opinion of you does not have to determine your reality, he said that you have to work on yourself and you have to have an unstoppable attitude and no excuse is acceptable, and you've got to make it a priority, a non-negotiable in your life, and hold a constant vision of what it is you want to achieve. See it accomplished and go all out. Find a way to win in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the disappointments, in spite of your failures. I tell people, when I'm giving presentations, you will fail your way to success. I have a saying, is life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And so those experiences of going after goals that's beyond your comfort zone and having relationships that will challenge you and surrounding yourself with coaches and mentors who can take you to a place within yourself that you can't go by yourself because you can't read the label when you're locked in the box. And so those experiences, they challenge you to go to that next level and continue to move forward in your life, doing new and exciting things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor is in the heart of mankind what God has in store for you when you live a heart-centered life, deciding that you're going to live a life that will outlive you. You're going to live a life that counts, a life that will build a legacy and change the planet. You know, Horace Mann said, we should be ashamed to die until we've made some major contribution to humankind.
We was hustling.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a step back to want to pursue music. It was a setback.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? So it was something that I had to really believe in to pursue it because it was actually taking a back seat.
Did you ever get down where it was like, man, this ain't going to work?
Or, you know, that's why I call my thing the marathon, because I'm not going to lie and portray this ultimate poise like I've been had it figured out. Nah, I just didn't quit. That's the only distinguishing quality from me and probably whoever else going through this or went through this or is going to go through this is that I ain't quit. I went through every emotion. I went through every emotion with trying to pursue what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Mm. And I think that what gonna separate whoever's gonna try to go for something is that you ain't gonna quit. Unless, you know, you're gonna really take the stance if I'm gonna die behind what I'm getting at right now. My mentality when I do start to be like, damn, this is a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness, that's, you know, on multiple levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision that I'm working toward. So I'm like, I just think about that. Like, this shit ain't supposed to feel, you know, comfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to stretch you. It's supposed to be a burden to a degree. And you gotta, you know, wrap your mind around that and accept it and embrace it. And you catch some wisdom off of that.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Yeah, where we need ya.
Yeah, where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, as always, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we like to shift the mindset through personal development and business. I am your humble host, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. That just simply means it. Now, pull up to the table, the dinner table, that is. I got some stories to tell. New slogan. New slogan alert. B-O-Y. Oh boy. Bet on yourself. Basically, that means just bet on yourself. Let's get it. Three impact secret value points I want you to get out of today's show. Fighting conformity. Value point number two, seasons of life. Seasons of life. Value point number three, step back to leap forward. Step back to leap forward. Let's jump into today's show. I'm ready to get busy. So family, first of all, I'll start with this public service announcement. And it goes like this. Monday, and normally I don't like to really date the show because I believe the show is timeless and I like to keep it that way, but sometimes you have to break your own rules because something has to be illustrated. You see, Monday, February 15th, 2021, something happened that really made me appreciate this thing that we call podcasting, this thing we call life, this thing we call going after your dreams. See, it was around 8 o'clock in the morning. I had just started the recording after I've done all my research from the, you know, during the morning to prepare for, to produce the show. So as I am starting to speak and deliver the message, all of a sudden, I hear a loud pop in my ear. You see, this loud pop in my ear, I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe my microphone was turned up too loud or something of that nature. So I go and examine what is going on, and I notice there's no power to the audio board that I use. I was like, this is strange. So then at that particular moment, I start messing with it and I'm still like, what is going on? And then my laptop went to, because I had the AC adapter plugged in, it went from showing that the AC adapter was plugged in to no power. So I'm like, huh. I said, I wonder if the fuse box had, you know, went off. And then all of a sudden I step out into the hallway and I notice that a lot of different things as far as the power was cut off. So now this is getting really, really interesting. I'm like, now I'm extremely confused because I don't really know what's going on. So I, just like anything else, I start checking online. I'm like, okay, maybe they're having a power outage or something of that nature. And family, this went on for about a good 30 minutes to an hour of me trying to figure out what was going on. Well, come to find out, family, well, they had this thing. If you don't know it or not, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, and which is Texas, and more or less that there was a decision made to do what they could call rolling power. Now, you may ask, why am I sharing this story with you? Well, I'm sharing this story because of the fact of this explains why you haven't heard from me in almost a week. And the funny thing about it, through this whole experience of being without any power for almost 3 days, really taught me a lot of things about control. It taught me that you never know what can happen the next hour, the next minute, the next day. You see, when that power went out, there were, you know, it was something that if you didn't know it, I mean, because again, we weren't informed that, hey, the power was, you know, they're going to do this rolling power. It wasn't until you start seeing messages being put out on different message boards like, hey, you know, my power is out and my power is out. And then an article comes out or a message comes out and they say, hey, we decided to do this because to, you know, preserve the energy on the grid and all it is, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I am thinking, I'm like, well, when do you decide and choose who gets power and who doesn't? And I was frustrated because I was so excited about the message that I had to deliver that I was so caught up in what was going on around me and my quality of life of being able to be in a routine was broken. I was frustrated that it was broken because of the fact of, I feel that is just a representative of life, of how sometimes in life you can be going down one path and bam, you can be hit by life. And when you're hit by life, you have to make a decision. Do you want to still keep going? You know, even after all of this had ended, as far as, you know, them restoring the power, you know, matter of fact, you know, it was like in the 60s just the other day ago or so. But after all of this had happened, you start asking yourself, hey, do I want to get back on this mic? Do I want to still keep going and doing what I'm doing? Is this really for me? And that Nipsey Hussle clip really speaks volumes of the fact of when he was talking about you have all of these different emotions. I know a lot of people get out here and say, well, you know, I just keep going and nothing phases me. You know, fam, I'm not going to lie, that ice storm really taught me a lot. But then I also remember a clip by Rudy. He does a lot of poetry. And if you guys don't remember, I may even bring that clip back because it was so powerful when he talked about these different people that had experienced certain circumstances where a woman, you know, had broke her collarbone and fell into an infested gator environment or whatever and had to swim her way out. And then, you know, each one of these people, they always would ask them, you know, what happened? You know, I mean, you know, basically how do you feel about it and what you think? And they were like, it could be worse. And that's what I think about that ice storm, because it could have been worse. I could have been without power for a week. could have been without power for a month. Who knows? Because nobody, this has never happened in the state of Texas before. So this experience, they weren't prepared for it. So it could have been worse. Did I appreciate going through it? No. But that's how it is, family. When you are chasing your dreams, when you're going after something, I'm realizing you have to, you literally have to make a decision and say, just like what he said, I'm willing to die behind this. I'm willing to do any and everything to be as great as I can be. And I'm going to do what is required. And it changes your perspective in just a moment. That's why today I had to, on the night before, which was Sunday, I had to make a decision. I said, what time am I going to get up to start this show? Because I have a lot to say and I wanted to find some impactful clips. I wanted to be able to produce a show that was so amazing, that was so outstanding that it makes you rethink about how you're living your life. I'm not trying to say I'm better. I'm just trying to have you rethink. And it had me rethinking of some of the things that I know I need to do, that I have to get better at, I have to work at. And I know it's going to take time. But I said, I know what to do. See, a lot of times, family, we know what to do. Like if I was to ask you, and I always say this, if I was going to ask you, if you say I want to lose weight, and I say, well, how many pounds do you want to lose? Oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay. So what do you think you need to do? I probably need to stop eating this, stop drinking this, stop doing that, probably stop eating at this time, probably need to work out. See, and that's the thing, family. It's like, even though we don't have all the answers, it's still about the action of just doing it, just going after it anyway. And a lot of times we get so stuck in the process of not actually doing, but thinking and trying to figure it out by not even putting any actions in place that nothing actually happens. I was watching this thing. I was going through Instagram, and you know, one of the people that had inspired me anyway, there's a lot of people that's continually to inspire me, but this guy named Dorian, well, his name is Dorian, but his company is Dorian Group 82. And I love his content. I love his information because of the fact of he had pulled a clip up, which was a Kanye clip. And he was like, Kanye is fighting for people that are doing, not just acting like they're going to do. And what Dorian was, and then Dorian came on and gave his commentary, and I'm going to paraphrase in so many words, is that a lot of times we have the information, we have the tools, but we don't want to take action because of the fact of fear that we may have of what someone else may say or what people may think about what we're doing. And when that's the case, we get away from, or we move away from what we're meant to do, or we move away from our calling. And a lot of times, family, I've been guilty of it, where I've had everything that I need to produce a audio clip. I have everything I need to produce a video clip. And I'm like, let me go do some more research. And some will say I'm procrastinating, but really, if I think there has to be a deeper word or a more rooted word than procrastination. I think it's not even a fear. It's just something where you know you should be doing it, but you just put it off. And again, you may align that with procrastination, but I align it with just the will. I think once you get to that point when you're like, it's that will. And that's the will that I had when I made the decision to get up at 2 a.m. to start, because I understand and understood that the earlier I can get up, the more I can compact into my day. And I may have to go to bed earlier, but yet I'm able to find good content. I may run into some problems, but at least I have time to fix it, because I did run into some problems and running into problems to produce the show because of the power, and I had some issues. I still had to keep going because I know you guys were like, Where is he at? He talks about, you know, producing something 5 days a week. And I wonder, you know, is he sick? Did he, you know, did he quit or what happened? And that's why you have to fight. You have to fight every day. And fighting every day is really about managing your mindset. Because if you don't manage your mindset and believe that you're more than what they're telling you that you are, when you go through something, you got to understand the key word is through. See, that ice storm allowed me to go through it. No, it wasn't comfortable. I mean, it was colder inside the house than it was in on the outside. That made no sense to me. It was like I literally could have just took my bed and just put it outside and slept outside because it was about the almost the same temperature. But it could have been worse because there were stories out there. And I don't know if you heard, there was a story of a family that was cold. And because they were cold, they decided and took it upon themselves to take their grill and bring it inside the house. And see, one thing they didn't realize is when you do that, the backfire or the monoxide, carbon monoxide that comes from the coals that's being produced is a deadly gas. And when they did that, they end up killing the family, end up dying because they were trying to stay warm. See, a lot of times, family, when we are in a situation, it is challenging us to figure out how to move forward. What do we do? And when we get in, when we get stuck in that what do we do phase, we don't do anything. And when you hear that story about that family, a lot of people will say, well, they should have known better. Well, see, family, I don't know about you, but until you're in that situation, I don't think you can judge that family. And see, I was in that situation. So that way I didn't have no judgment on that family. I don't blame them because I can, if you allow me to use my imagination, I can imagine that their little ones are saying, Mom, I'm cold. Daddy, I'm cold. I don't know what to do. This is not working. These gloves, you couldn't even use the water. So the question is what do you do as a parent? What do you do as a protector and a provider? Well, you do what may not be logical, but it's going to work. That's why I said, family, you have to find something you're willing to die for. And I think that experience, excuse me. I know that experience had showed me a lot about me as a person, that when are you going to stop playing? And when I say stop playing is that I was getting up when I wanted to get up. And a lot of people would say, well, wow, you getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get up at that time. But that wasn't pushing me to make me be better, meaning that I knew I should have been getting up at 3 or at the earliest 2:50. I knew that because I know that in order to get in all the things that I needed to do to start my day so I can start my day, these things had to be done. Kevin Hart talked about your book. And when you look at, when he talks about your book, he's talking about the whole aspect of creating a piece of work or art, in so many words, a legacy. And you're not going to get everything right, and you're not supposed to, because there's life lessons along the way that you have to learn, that you have to go through. But one thing I do understand, and I really come to know is that what really separates people from doing what they want to do and doing what they have to do is the fact of them willing to make the sacrifices. See, it gets to a point where you have to start sacrificing certain things. It may be sleep. So now my sleep time is, and the funny thing about it is when this was happening, I was sleeping probably 8 or 9 hours because it was just, it was so cold that I was waking up through the night and I'm thinking to myself like, huh. But what I did have time for is I read voraciously. And I said, why am I not reading like this more often? So that's why, family, when you get to a point where enough's enough, and I think enough was enough for me after going through that. And I never want to be in that situation again. I never want my family to be in that situation again. And I said, what can I do? And I realized what I can do is be able to really go extremely hard. Yes, I'm tired right now as I'm delivering this. But I have so much energy, even though I may think that I'm tired. So I have to continue to keep pushing on to continue to grow, to continue to develop and pour everything that I got into this. It's like, you never know when this can be my last time on this mic. And ever since then, that's why I'm coming hard. Like this, you let me know. I'll be curious. I got this new number, which I'll leave in the show notes. I want you to text me and let me know what you think of the show now and previous. And I put in a lot of work previously, so don't get that twisted. But the heat that I'm going to be coming with today and, you know, the next 5 days, I would be curious to see what do you guys think. And that break for me really did allow me to have a different perspective on being able to step back. And that's why I talk about in one of the value points, family, sometimes you have to be able to step back, and sometimes you'll get pushed back even though you don't want to get pushed back. But when you get pushed back, it's up to you to go ahead and make the leap forward. And how do you make the leap forward? That's the question. Well, the answer to that question is by doing the things that you know are required. And if you don't know it, you keep going anyway. You keep moving anyway. See, the body, based on what I've heard, I haven't really done a deep dive into it, but I've been told that if you keep going, if you keep moving your feet and keep going anyway, sooner or later, you'll get to your destination. See, because if you think about it, everybody that has stopped along the way of trying to get to their destination, they just stayed there and never figured a way out. And it wasn't about they couldn't figure it out. It's that it was so much different information. It was so many different distractions that were getting in their way because they were trying to please and make everybody happy, but they forgot about their star player. Remember, we talked about that before with Cat Williams, talked about his star player. The star player is you. When are you going to start doing the things that makes you happy, that you can be able to know if it was your last day that you did everything possibly that you can do? I got so into this, family, I didn't even give you guys a title, and that's my bag. But the title of today's show is entitled, I was inspired by Nipsey Hussle, and the title was called, We Accept Your Challenge. We Accept Your Challenge. So family, when you are going through things in life and you're introduced to the different seasons of life, you have to understand that the only way out is through. There is no other way. And when you go through it and push through it and continue to believe and be relentless about going after the things that you know you want to go after and being the person that you've been designed to be and trusting the process, it's not easy trusting this process. But I'm not living by a hope. I'm living by a desire. I'm driven by what will happen, not what can happen. Because I know if I put my will forward continuously, eventually either I'm going to wear you down or you're going to give in, because you're going to understand that there's true passion behind this. Les Brown talked about it. He said, there are a lot of great speakers out there, but a lot of them a lot of them got started because of they were going after the money. And he said he was inspired because someone inspired him through the information and providing value. And that's how I got started, family, is that I told you I would be in my car doing little recordings on my phone because I was trying to inspire myself when I was sitting in this parking lot of this job that I knew that didn't appreciate me. And so I would record these little things. And then I took a course and then they challenged the person to say, hey, do 30 videos and, you know, basically produce a video a day. And the only thing that I could produce as far as a video a day was around motivation and personal development. And I was like, and it was just coming easy to me, not easy that I wasn't doing my homework, but it was because I was doing my homework. It was because that's what I was reading at the time. And I didn't know that what I was reading and pouring all my time into around personal development and growth, that that was going to be my calling. And so I challenge you, family, to continue to fight, to continue to not give up, and not be someone that conforms to what they said that you couldn't be, what they said how you couldn't live, what they said how you couldn't be the best version of yourself. I am your humble host, E.D. This has been another Impact Secret Podcast Show. I apologize if I was all over the place. I don't apologize, because this information for me was something that I wanted you guys to understand, family. I wanted you to know that no matter what attitude, is something that's going to help you when you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with trying to make a decision, should you keep going or not. So keep fighting, keep believing. Follow me on Instagram. I'm creating a new Instagram for the Impact Secret Podcast Show. It's called Impact Secret Podcast. It's on IG. Text me. I'll have that number in there as well. Look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, I'm out. Peace.